May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So a couple of weeks ago, I donated blood. And giving blood is not like a super fun volunteer activity, but this is how the Red Cross talks me into doing it every time. I have O negative blood, which is the universal donor type. So if someone is rushed to the hospital needing a blood transfusion and there's no time to test their blood type, my type is the only type that person in crisis can receive. So the Red Cross has somebody call my house and say, we'd love for you to make a donation. And I think, okay, so it's going to be in downtown Cambridge at rush hour. And I hate needles. And I do a lot of other good things. And just as I'm about to say, maybe another time, if the volunteer is smart, they say, we really need you. Your contribution is so important. And once in a while, they say, you're the only one who can help. And I think, well, I guess I am pretty important. And then I say yes, and then I show up to donate blood. And now the Red Cross also has a blood donation app, which is nice because it's easy to schedule appointments. But also in the app, there are badges that you can earn. And the badges don't count for anything. They're just little pictures on the screen of your phone. There's a popsicle badge if you give blood in the summertime. There's a vampire badge if you give blood around Halloween. There's a platelet badge if you donate platelets. That doesn't quite fit the theme of the others. But so I downloaded this app, and I looked at all the blood donating badges, and I really wanted them. I wanted the popsicle one and the vampire one and the platelet one for no good reason, really. They didn't make me a better person. They didn't make my blood help more people. And I couldn't trade them in for anything. And so I started to wonder, what is it about me that makes me want some kind of tangible external reward for doing this thing that is really not meant to be about me, right? Giving blood is to help somebody else. And I realized, when I do something good, I want to be repaid. And blood donation is not like volunteering at an animal shelter where you get to pet the cute animals and see how much they love you. It's not like volunteering at a food pantry where you get to talk to the people you're helping and see how much you're improving their lives. You just show up and get asked a bunch of invasive questions about your health history, and then you give blood and you go home. There's no reward other than these little badges and the feeling that you are very important. And I started to wonder, why am I making this about me? About my need to feel special? Today's gospel is Jesus' reminder to all of us, but maybe particularly to me, that this is exactly the reverse of the way we should think about doing good in the world. When Jesus says to reach out to those who can't repay you, he's drawing on a long, long tradition of Jewish law and teaching that says the greatest good you can do, the greatest commandment you can fulfill, is to do something kind for someone who will never be able to repay you. Because when you do something good and are rewarded or thanked, given a prize, that's about glorifying yourself. But if you do good and there's no visible earthly reward, that's about glorifying God. And giving glory to God is what we should all seek. When Paul, in his letter to the Hebrews, talks about entertaining angels, that's not a phrase that he made up. He's writing to the Hebrew people who have read the Hebrew Bible. And so they know the story from Genesis where Abraham is out on a hot day and he sees far off in the distance a group of strangers. And they've been walking through the desert for days, so they're filthy and hungry and thirsty. And Abraham's first thought is to run into his tent and say to his wife, Sarah, there are some strangers out there. Make some bread. Let's find them some water. He goes running out to greet them and gives them a place in the shade, offers them the best food he has in his house, knowing he'll probably never see them again. There will be no reward. There will be no chance for them to pay him back. And only after they accept his hospitality and break bread with him and drink the water he offers do they tell him that, in fact, they are angels, that they have come with an incredible message. In the case of Abraham and Sarah, what the angels are there to tell them is that after years of hoping and praying and wishing, they will be blessed with a child. But Abraham's action was not to win some prize or glorify himself. His show of hospitality was only to give glory to God. And in our own lives, there are so many ways we do good that are rewarded, that are reciprocal, and those are important things. We take care of our family and friends, and then in our times of need, they take care of us. We do all kinds of volunteer work or charitable giving for which we're thanked. We get to see the fruits of our labors and know that we helped someone. And those are beautiful things. But even greater is the beauty in the good works that don't come with an immediate reward, that in fact sometimes come with an immediate and tangible cost. Helping the family member who, frankly, you know, is not ever going to thank you and will probably not be able to help you back. Reaching out to the person at school or at work or in a social setting who doesn't have very many friends, and maybe you kind of know why. There's a cost to being kind sometimes. That is not the kind of act that is rewarded with social praise. Maybe you've been sitting in a group of friends and somebody makes a joke and you think, it doesn't quite sit right with me. That seems a little sexist or a little racist, or something about that doesn't seem like it embodies the kind of people that God is calling us to be. If you speak up about that, there's no reward. But doing the right thing, especially at a cost to yourself, will always, always give glory to God. And these kinds of acts for which we don't earn badges and we don't earn prizes and we don't earn praise, those are the things that are asked of us by Jesus Christ, who Paul reminds us is the same yesterday, today, and forever, who asks everything of us but also promises everything to us, promises never to leave us, even when we make the choice to do what is hard. And the love of God and the grace and redeeming love of Jesus Christ are not a prize that we have to earn, or a prize that we ever could hope to earn. They're a gift that is freely given out of God's amazing, all-encompassing love. And all Jesus asks in return is that we invite everyone to the banquet. Amen.